I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on April 7th, 2020. Microsoft is proposing that the Linux kernel adopt a new security enforcement mechanism. The company has submitted an RFC patch set to the kernel mailing list, detailing what it hopes to achieve with its Integrity Policy Enforcement module. At its heart, the new Linux security module is designed to ensure that administrators have absolute control over which specific binaries can be executed on any given system, and has been designed with the particular needs of embedded devices in mind. Microsoft's proposal differs from existing solutions, such as the Integrity Measurement Architecture, in that it doesn't rely on any non-deterministic information outside of the kernel itself to operate. Firefox version 75 has been released. Some obvious user-facing changes include lazy loading for web page images and changes to the address bar's behavior, but the behind-the-scenes changes are probably the most interesting in this release. Following Google Chrome's lead, the Web Crypto API will no longer be accessible on insecure sites, and the browser will finally stop sniffing content, instead displaying it in the MIME format specified by the web developer, or simply as plain text where that's appropriate. This release is also the first to see an official Flatpak build of the browser being delivered on FlatHub by Mozilla, and it also boasts further features designed to ease its deployment in the enterprise. That last factor may become increasingly important to the organization as Firefox is apparently still shedding active users, with data from NetMarketShare suggesting that last month, Firefox not only trailed Chrome by a huge margin, but also slipped behind Microsoft Edge in the desktop browser popularity stakes. The Cloud Native Computing Foundation is taking the Argo project under its wing. Argo is a collection of tools for working with Kubernetes and includes a container-native workflow engine, an event-based dependency manager, as well as continuous delivery and rollout functionality. Originally developed by Platix back in 2017, Argo has grown to become a popular choice for GitOps among some of the world's largest companies, including Google, Alibaba, and SAP. As such, it was a natural fit to become the foundation's latest incubation-level project. The parent organization of the CNCF, the Linux Foundation, had an announcement of its own today, with the creation of a brand new foundation to support the development of the SEL4 secure microkernel. SEL4 is unique in the operating system world as it is formally verified and can be used as a trustworthy foundation to build safety and security critical systems. The Linux Foundation hopes that its support of the project will boost community awareness of the microkernel and help it become more widely used in embedded systems development. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/140. We'll be back tomorrow.